Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today, it's all about peppers. If you've never grown peppers before, it's a very rewarding choice for your edible garden. They're easy to grow with nearly infinite varietal choices, and once established, they produce like crazy all the way till frost. They're gorgeous to see growing in your garden, and you'll have plenty for yourself and to give away. You can start peppers from seed indoors about 8 weeks before the last spring frost, or for the ease and convenience of a nearly foolproof start, set out pre-started plants that you've purchased from your favorite garden center. Since peppers love heat and are very sensitive to frost and cool temperatures, wait until all risk of those have passed. Before planting, make sure your soil is well amended with lots of organic matter in the form of compost or rotted manure. Peppers are heavy feeders, so having nutrient-rich, well-drained soil is a must. Plus, the organic matter will help the soil retain moisture that's critical for pepper production. Space your peppers about 18 inches apart in all directions. That allows just enough spacing, but not too much, a combination that peppers actually seem to like. And before your plants become too tall and heavy with fruit, it's really important to provide adequate staking or support. Otherwise, as the fruit increases in size and weight, gravity takes over, and you run the very likely risk of breaking the brittle main stem. When deciding on which pepper varieties to add to your garden, the first decision is sweet or hot, since that's how peppers are classified. And in both categories, varieties are numerous, with new introductions debuting all the time. Bell-type peppers are in the sweet category. To start, try the All-America Selection winner, Cajun Bell, that's ready for harvest about 2 weeks before similar red bells with a mildly spicy flavor. Banana-style peppers can be either sweet or hot. For a sweet choice, try Burpee Home Garden's exclusive Banana-Rama, a bigger, meatier banana pepper on a more compact plant. And then you have the hot banana-style pepper, for which there are many. When it comes to peppers, hot is merely a relative term, covering an exponentially wide range of heat, from hot but doable, like jalapeno, to indescribable heat, from varieties that just don't quit. In the garden, peppers are one of the toughest plants when it comes to potential pest and disease problems. Pests are rarely an issue since most don't care for peppers. And although you might spot a few ominous creatures lurking on your plant, physical damage will be minimal. However, some of those same pests can pass along a virus, often spread by aphids or other pests. You can't prevent or reverse a virus once the plant is infected, so it's best to remove that from your garden once they're infected. But you can reduce the chances of other problems by adding a generous layer of mulch around your plants and avoiding overhead watering to keep the leaves and fruit as dry as possible at all times. Once you get to the harvest time, you should know that all peppers start out green. Even though they may look ready, they change color as they ripen. And it's worth the wait, too, because as they change from green to red or yellow or even orange, their vitamin content and flavor increases considerably. So don't worry, be patient, and eventually you'll be rewarded with a mature pepper that's colorful and more delicious and nutritious. And that's when it's the right time to harvest. And that's also the down and dirty on growing peppers. So now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and your ornamental garden. You can subscribe to this podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.